Hi, this is Andy Butcher, editor of Christian Retailing Magazine, and welcome you to the July editorial podcast. The editors of the team here, we take a few minutes to come aside and talk about some of the things that we're working on, some of the things that are coming across our desk. And as ever, we introduce the rest of the members of the team by asking them to bring one new release, one new product, one new title that they've noticed from all those that we've been told about that's just come in, and tell us a little bit about it. So I'm going to start with Danielle Tomlinson, our editorial assistant. What do you have for us this month?
My pick of the month is called In a Heartbeat by Leanne and Sean Tui. And if you recall, Leanne and Sean Tui are actually the inspirational couple from the movie The Blind Side, which is about the story of a black NFL player, Michael, that they adopted. And this book in particular is about just the message of giving and being a cheerful giver. And they just go into details that it's not just about giving in a big way, like adopting as they did, but also just being aware of your surroundings and the needs of those around you. And I like the quote that he explains. He said that when you give because you want to see the results, or you give because of the results, or you give hoping for a result, that means you're giving with some sort of agenda. And I don't think that's what the Bible means of a cheerful giver. And so the whole book is just really go into detail on what it means to them to be a cheerful giver.
Yeah. And obviously The Blind Side has resonated so strongly within the Christian community, hasn't it? I'm just kind of intrigued that I haven't seen much marketing or promotion about it, because there's such interest, I'm sure, in the true story. So we'll have to see how that does right out at Christian Retail. Okay, thanks. And next, our online guru and editor, Felicia Mann.
My pick of the month is The Outsider Interviews. This is by three authors, Jim Henderson, Todd Hunter, and Craig Spinks. And this is kind of derived or inspired from David Kinnaman's Unchristian. And it's talking to young adults who do not believe in Christ and getting their perspective on believers in the church. And I thought it was really interesting because they're going to different cities, four different cities, and they're filming these young people and asking their perspectives. And it's a way they hope that churches and Christians can look and see what it is that might be stopping an unbeliever from coming into the church, or giving them an opportunity to strike up a conversation if they know what's going through their mind. So I thought it's great. It also comes with a companion DVD. So I
great.
Thought it was good.
Thank you. And just who is the publisher there?
That is Baker.
And Danielle, just coming back to you, the publisher on that Blind Side story
is Henry Hott and Company.
Great. Thank you. Thanks both very much. Okay, next, Eric Tionse, our news editor. Eric, what have you got?
Well, football season is several months away, but today, on July 6th, actually, Tyndale House is releasing Drew Brees' book. Drew Brees was the MVP in the Super Bowl this past February. The name of the book is Coming Back Stronger, Unleashing the Hidden Power of Adversity. And it talks about his comeback because he was seriously hurt, and also the rebirth of New Orleans, which is the team that he plays for. So it was co-written by Chris Fabry, who also wrote another Tyndale football theme book, Jim Tressel's The Winner's Manual. And he actually starts a book tour starting this week, I believe today. And he'll be in New Jersey, Indiana, Louisiana, California, Florida, Alabama, and Mississippi. But unfortunately, none of those book stops are Christian bookstores.
Hmm. But Tyndale do have a strong track record as well, don't they, in terms of solid football books, right?
Yes, they do. And in fact, I was at the Tyndale booth talking to their marketing and PR people, and they expect this book to sell 1 million copies for its lifetime.
Wow. Well, we'll need to be tracking that in the sales charts in the weeks and months ahead. Thanks. And Chris Johnson, our managing editor, what do you have?
Well, I see we have the Action Bible coming out from David C. Cook, and this is illustrated by Marvel and DC Comics artist Sergio Carriello. Help me with his name.
I'm sure that's perfect, right?
But he's from originally from Brazil, and he's been living in this country for a while, as I understand it. But he certainly is an amazing illustrator, has worked on Batman and Catwoman and all of those things. So now he's doing this Action Bible, and it's coming out in September from David C. Cook.
Great. And in fact, we're going to have a Q&A with him in our September issue to coincide with that publication. And interesting little nugget of kind of backstory is that this is an update or a new version of the Illustrated Bible, which was kind of the first, you know, full-length picture Bible of its kind. It went really well. And apparently, the new artist actually grew up reading that Bible himself as a young man. So it kind of, you know, comes full circle in one sense. So that's pretty, and it's pretty hefty. Was it 750 pages or something?
Yes, full color pages.
Right.
And you should see his website.
Right. Do we have a retail point on that yet?
A price point on it. It's a hardcover for $24.99.
All right. Thanks. Well, my last turn for the pick of the month, and this is actually music this time I brought. It's a new CD release from a young lady called Audrey Assad, and her CD comes out July 13th. It's called The House You're Building. The name may sound new, but she'll actually be familiar to a good number of people. She wrote one of the songs on Chris Tomlin's most recent Christmas project, and actually sang on the CD and also appeared with him on some of his tour stops, I believe. And she was just recently was showcased at the International Christian Retail Show, ICRS, that Eric and I were at, and we'll be talking about in just a moment. And I was just blown away. She played just two or three songs in one of the author-artist, you know, lunchtime sessions that we had. And just a remarkably fresh voice, one of the freshest sounds I've heard in a long time. Really enjoyable, very literary lyrics, nice music, piano-based, a little bit of kind of Carol King for those of you who are older in there maybe, but just very, very enjoyable. So I encourage people really to look out, check her out, to say that's called The House You're Building, coming out from Sparrow, EMICMJ Distribution. As I mentioned, we are, Eric and Tianse, our news editor, and myself, are both just back from St. Louis and 61st annual CBA summer show, ICRS. Eric, we spent the last few days kind of desperately punching out a whole bunch of stories that people are going to be reading soon, but what's your take as it starts to filter a little bit?
Well, I think overall the mood was very positive, especially from retailers. I would say more so than suppliers. The suppliers, I think, they realize that the show is not so much a selling show anymore, but it's a connecting, networking, and building relationships. And it was across the board as far as, you know, how they did. You know, some had really high sales, medium sales, and low sales. So, but overall, everybody was jazzed. You know, the show's a lot smaller, but I was encouraged.
Yeah, I was kind of the same. I think you're right. It's kind of resized, isn't it? And maybe it's kind of found its size and place now. And for the level investment that suppliers are putting in now, because they've reduced their floor space, they're all, you know, they're much happier and saying, okay, we can see this is an investment that is worth the amount of money, you know, we're kind of putting in now. And as you say, it's not an order writing show largely, although Some suppliers certainly reported that, but it certainly serves a valuable function in terms of providing an opportunity for people to meet and connect and that sort of thing. Now, you obviously got to talk with a lot of people in a short time. Any quick highlights come to mind?
I don't know if one sticks out. I mean, there's, you know, just the overall mood. I think that everybody was very up. You know, hopefully they're not putting on a face. You know, especially the retailers, you know. I didn't talk to one retailer that was really struggling. I'm sure they are out there. And that's kind of, you know, the backstory with the industry, you know, that there's a lot of retailers that are struggling.
Right, right.
But the ones that I talked to were very upbeat, you know, their sales were going good, if not decent. And so, once again, that should encourage, you know, the people that are there.
Right. And it's going to be interesting to see how ICRS looks next year as we go forward and what's going to be happening. One thing that was interesting to me that, again, we've written about people will be seeing is the very heavy emphasis on digital publishing, right?
Yes.
I was encouraged that there was an emphasis on that, but it wasn't all doom and gloom. You know, it wasn't, oh, the sky's falling kind of thing. But people, retailers were saying, this is changing. It's right. Going to be a game changer. How do we stay in the game and how can we do that? And there are some initiatives, hopefully, that are going to come out of that that we'll get to be writing about kind of in the days ahead.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, along with that, as far as the digital, I think the emphasis on the social media. There was at least three workshops there by Gunnar Simonsen that was very well attended. I didn't go to all of the workshops. Obviously, we couldn't clone ourselves and be everywhere. But his workshops were so well attended that one of the other workshop leaders was actually regurgitating his stuff in his workshop. I mean, probably a quarter of this workshop was he would just say, and Gunnar said, and Gunnar said. So
it's kind of like an extended version of retweeting, is that right? Where you basically repeat somebody. Huh?
It was,
they used to call it plagiarism, right? Now it's just retweeting,
correct.
Is that right? Yeah.
It wasn't a virtual retreat.
Well, that's great. Okay, thanks very much. So again, people will be able to read more about that online and in the August issue when we're going to have...
they can read about it right now, go through our website.
And right, yeah, we have...
our stories from... you know, ICRS week.
Right, we had a whole bunch of reports online, and we got a photo gallery up there already, so people will be able to check in on that.
Or even go to Facebook.
Absolutely. Social media, we were there as well.
That's right.
Right. We were there.
That's right.
Okay, thanks, Eric. Well, moving on to our kind of monthly quick roundup of some of the headlines of what's happening. Chris, what can you tell us about what's been happening on the Bible beat?
Well, on Bibles... we have an interesting one in our Bible beat in the book section called the ESV Study Bible, of course, but this particular one is a rather pricey one, a new edition for $179.99. So if you're thinking ahead to Christmas or something, but for those who really, treasure this particular translation, this is a cowhide, deep brown edition from Crossway and Smithsonian and on European Bible paper. So that's the one for the rich consumers this month.
Right, that ESV is just still hugely popular, isn't it?
Yes.
2 years on. In fact, we'll be writing about some other editions from ICRS that were announced regarding ESV, so people can be looking out for that. Thanks, Chris. On to books, and what's some of the big news for us in books, Felicia?
Well, we've already discussed In a Heartbeat by the Tuies and Drew Brees' book as well. But mm-hmm. some other highlights are Chris T. Green. He's releasing Unburdened, The Secret to Letting God Carry the Things That Weigh You Down. And he's really just discussing ways for believers to learn to release their burdens and really learn to trust God with their troubles. And it's a... it's being released this month. Our very own Chris Johnson spoke with him, and it was a great interview that we have in the July issue of Christian Retailing. Another big book that we have coming out is The Heart of Remarriage by the father and son counselors, Gary and Greg Smalley, who, you know, they're just discussing the different pitfalls that remarriage can bring, and then they're also giving tips and tricks as to how people can, you know, avoid them and deal with ex-wives or ex-husbands, as well as stepchildren and things like that.
Great. Thank you, Felicia. Danielle, bring us up to date, would you, on the bestsellers list. What's happening there?
Well, I did notice on the CBA list, which reflects April sales approaching Mother's Day and graduation season, that there are several mother-related books and one grad book, but we don't really see that on the ECPA list. Not sure why. But on the CBA top sellers, to name a few, at number one, it's Jesus Calling by Sarah Young at Thomas Nelson. Number two is Crazy Love by Francis Chan with David C. Cook. Number three is Time with God for Mothers from Thomas Nelson. And from the ECPA top sellers, number one, also Jesus Calling by Sarah Young. Number two, Bringing Up Girls by James C. Dosman, and that's with Tyndale House Publishers. And number three, we have So Long Insecurity by Beth Moore, Tyndale House Publishers. And Her Mother's Hope, which is Francie Rivers' newest novel after taking some time off, is rising on both lists, having come out in March. She runs at number 8 on the CBA list and number 9 on the ECPA list.
Great, thank you. You mentioned Francine Rivers there. That's interesting. At ICRS, they were already promoting the second of the two-part, the second book in that. That's going to come out very soon, isn't it?
September.
Kind of just surprises me that they would you know, that it would come out so quickly. I would have just thought maybe they'd give some more time, because she is such a popular author, to build on the first sales before they break doing the second out. But I guess the marketing people, you know something we don't, and we'll need to talk with them about that. But that was certainly being pushed as well at ICRS. Okay, thanks, Danielle. Now, Chris, what can you tell us about what's happening in gifts?
Well, I noticed we have some new gift lines coming out. Caruso has several things coming out, including the new Righteous Racers for kids. Those are the die-cast cars.
And they just got a thumbs up from Eric. So, do your boys like those? Is that
well, they're new, but they're profiled in the children's product trend session by Mary Mann Simon. She had a copy there, and Vic Kennett with Caruso was. But I couldn't swipe it from him. So
okay.
Somebody else grabbed it.
All right, you'll have to let us know next month. Okay, all right.
And then I saw that Alphabet Alley has the new Bible Train Adventures, and that's going to be a wide-ranging thing. They have board books and puzzles and games, all matching products, and they're going to take children through the Bible.
Mm.
And Blossom Bucket is starting a new ordering system for retailers that is going to make it easier for them to buy packages instead of just individual gift items.
Great. Thank you. Well, anyone who was at ICRS would have seen the big emphasis on movies at the event. You know, CBA set up a family home entertainment theater section where they were previewing movies, and there's just a huge list of new titles, both explicitly faith-based and also the broader family-friendly, a huge number. So any stores that are working on developing their DVD sales and category will want to be reading some of what we've written about that. Many, many new titles. One, though, that's out this month is To Save a Life, the teen drama about suicide, and it's got a strong specific Christian message in it as well. Premiered at theaters this year, had a fairly successful run regionally in some theaters, but now comes to DVD with some ancillary product and so on. So it was a fairly strong push for that. So people will be looking for that in stores this month.
Yeah, Bob Seaman Designs has some new jewelry related to that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they picked up on that motif, and they were debuting that at the show too. Now, talking of the show, as we've said, not everybody was able to be there, and we've written extensively and we'll be writing more about that. But we are also providing another opportunity for people who, as we all know, the way the industry is, the way the situation, not everybody's able to be at a show, even if they wanted to be. But we're providing another opportunity online for stores that have missed that opportunity. Felicia, just remind folks a little bit about that, can you?
Sure. We are excited because VCRS, our virtual Christian retail show, is online. It started July 1st, and people can find that at vcrs.christianretailing.com. And on this website, we have over 30 vendors on there who are there with sales. There's really great specials that they have on there, and everyone can go online, and they can go through the show, and they can see what kind of products are there. They can order there. And we also have a special a contest, if you would, going right now. It's going to be a drawing where you can win a free iPad. And so if you enter and you win, someone will win a free iPad. And so we just really encourage you to go on that website, vcrs.christianretailing.com. And you can also find not only suppliers, but podcasts and videos and trainings. There's just a great wealth of information that's on that website, so we encourage
great.
You there.
And so the only thing missing from a real show is the opportunity to talk, and also you don't get tired of feet, right? You can okay. Great, thank you. Well, that kind of wraps it up for this month. Just one thought that just does come to my mind, too, as we think a little more about ICRS, is the CBA Awards program for their stores. I think it was great again this year. All the CB events were done very well. But there were some real educational lessons to be learned from the stores that were highlighted and honored. We'll be writing more about them again in the days and months ahead. But I was particularly encouraged that Lorraine Volk from Parable Banner Store, right, in St. Joseph's?
Parable Christian Store of St. Joseph.
Thank you, Chris, our resident specific expert there. Thank you for giving me the right details here. Yeah, she was. They were honored in two categories, one of the subcategories, and then also as the Store of the Year, which was great because they've been faithful retailers through many years. But then I bumped into her a couple of days later at the Barber Fiction Cafe, and she entered one of the drawings, and I made a joke about her winning, and she won that subsequently as well. So I was then trying to find her through the rest of the event to stay close to her and just kind of pick up on whatever she had going. You know, let's go and buy a lottery ticket together or something, because you're bound to win. So, you know, congratulations to her and all the other stores that were recognized for some of the great things, some of the innovative things that they're doing. Well, again, that's it. We wish you a good July. We'll be back together in August to talk about what's happening in the industry. Thank you.